I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Curtis Samuel going to Buffalo. I know this was a move that, to be honest with you, I think the general NFL public probably was like, oh, okay, it's an interesting move. I just have a feeling, and again, I don't know, I didn't talk to you about this, but I just have a feeling that our guy Matt Harmon was way more excited about Curtis Samuel to Buffalo than your normal NFL fan, or even your normal NFL expert. 3 years, $24 million, $15 million guaranteed. brother, I just felt like, you know, again, from an X's and O's standpoint, oh, perfect signing in Buffalo to go alongside Stephon Diggs. But again, I haven't talked, I'm telling you guys for reals, I've not talked to our guy Matt Harmon about this, but I just know in my soul he is jacked for this signing.
Yeah, I've been more excited about Curtis Samuel than anybody, maybe other than like Curtis Samuel and his family members,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
for the last five or six or 7 years at this point. So I've gotten a ton of requests from like Buffalo media to come on. And they're already pretty familiar with me because of the Stephon Diggs stuff. So they're, you know, my buddies over at WGR, even the Bills in-house media, you know, hit me up, stuff like that. So this one Bills writer, Ryan Talbot, who does great work, great work covering the team, quoted me from my Yahoo show, a clip I put out there where like literally in print, you can read, Harmon gushed, oh my God, I mean, I'm alive, bro, I'm alive. This is awesome. I'm completely thrilled. That is my my expert analysis.
Jesus Christ. I'm alive.
On Curtis Samuel. Yeah, that's I had to crack up when that was a real thing put in print. I'm like, yeah, I'm a very serious person that you should take
100%.
Very seriously.
Absolutely.
100%.
Nothing but professional. Yes.
Nothing but professionalism from me. That's
oh
for
my
sure.
God. That's incredible.
But on a serious note.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Curtis Samuel is a guy I've really been a big fan of throughout his career. He's been kind of one of those reception perception gems. He had a breakout season in 2020 under current Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady.
That's right.
So I think that makes a ton of sense, the pairing there. And yeah, I'm with you. I think this is a perfect signing for Buffalo because Samuel accomplishes multiple things that the Bills receiver core could not behind Stephon Diggs. Like, this has been a unit behind Stephon Diggs. Like, everything I'm saying is not Stephon Diggs related because Diggs is a great player, elite player at the top of his position. You know, obviously had a weird season to end last year, but throughout the course of throughout the course of his time with the Buffalo Bills, and really before that, has been an elite receiver, A-tier separator, all that. Beyond him, nobody in this receiver room is getting open in Buffalo.
No one.
Nobody. And they have except Khalil Shakir, who they took forever to actually play. They're like, oh, we want to play Isaiah McKenzie, who's a converted kick returner. We want to play like Deontay Hardy, another former kick returner.
They want to play two tight ends.
Yeah, we want to play two tight ends. We want to play, we won't want to play Trent Sherfield. I mean, I think Khalil Shakir is a really good player, and I actually think that these three guys are really interesting because I think they can all line up at various positions, which I know is going to be a big talking point because we've seen Samuel play a lot out of the slot. We've seen Khalil Shakir play a lot out of the slot. But you look at Samuel in reception perception dating back to 2018. So these are the four seasons I've charted from him, because of injuries and stuff like that. 2018, 76.6% success rate versus man coverage. 2019, when he was operating as an outside receiver in Carolina, 75.4% success rate versus man. I mean, he just had no quarterback play in 2019. Kyle Allen, you guys remember Kyle Allen, ironically, has played for this Bills team. A lot of connective tissue between the Panthers and the Bills, so you got to keep your head on a swivel there. But primary outside receiver as a flanker, off-ball flanker receiver, 75.4% success rate versus man. In 2020, in Joe Brady's offense, 75.8% success rate versus man coverage. And then 2023, in Eric Bieniemy's Washington Commanders offense, 75.4% success rate versus man coverage. You look at the routes that he's really good on, 83% success rate on the curl, 77.6% success rate on slants. His dig route success rate is really high. His out route success rate is pretty good. He can also win vertically, nine routes, post routes, corner routes. Like, this is a guy that's going to accomplish a lot of the things that like Gabe Davis was not able to do as a player that can actually – he can sting you deep. He can win in the vertical game, but he can also separate in the intermediate game and be a true kind of second fiddle to Stephon Diggs. Second, third fiddle, because I think Shakir will be involved there. I think they can still draft receivers as well. So, I mean, this is a perfect signing for Buffalo, especially when you consider that with Joe Brady as the offensive coordinator last year, they focused more on giving Allen layups, giving him some real layups in the passing game. Samuel can certainly do that. And two, like the pre-snap motion stuff. That's going to be – like they have a guy now, not an Isaiah McKenzie, not a a Deontay Hardy, like a real receiver, a real separator on these kind of pre-snap motion plays. That's going to be great for the run game. It's going to be great for the pass game. I mean, A-plus signing for the Bills to get Curtis Samuel here for 3 years, $24 million.
So I just want you to focus in on his man coverage stuff because for me, I think that was a big surprise. The fact that this guy is just so good at beating man coverage, we're talking he's flirting around 75% success rate versus man coverage, which again pushes him over the 80th percentile. I just want to put some of these scores in perspective, right? Like you throw out all these numbers, maybe you're hearing on the podcast for the first time. You're like, yeah, okay, what does that all that mean? Listen, anytime you're above 75% success rate on man versus man coverage, again, you're over, you're pushing the 80th percentile, right? And when we're talking about pushing the 80th percentile, Matt, I mean, these are some extremely good players that we're talking about, with these type of scores. When I see that for Curtis Samuel, when I see that for a player who has never had a 900 yard season, I'm surprised. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little taken aback, to be honest with you. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are saying, why is this guy gushing about a dude that had 613 yards last year? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, come on now. You know what I mean? It's just, again, never had 900 yards in a season. As a matter of fact, he's only cracked 700 yards one time in his career. So there's a lot of people out there wondering, what is this guy going on about with Curtis Samuel?
Well, I mean, this is why I do what I do. And like, I don't care if this never actualizes into fantasy football results or stats or anything like that, because that's all... it's all dependent on outside variables. And like, look at what Curtis Samuel has played with at times in his career. Right. I talk about that 2019 season, cause that was the big year for me. And like, I thought Curtis Samuel was going to have this breakout year. Mm-hmm. He's running these vertical routes. He ran more nine routes that season in 2019 than in any player I charted other than DK Metcalf. Like, we know that DK Metcalf's a pure vertical receiver. Meanwhile, again, he had Kyle Allen as his quarterback, and then, he goes, signs with the, he has a great season in 2020 as the second, third receiver for Teddy Bridgewater in Joe Brady's offense in Carolina. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, four guys had a thousand yard seasons in that offense. They had DJ Moore. They had Robbie Anderson had 1,000 yards. Curtis Samuel had 1,000 total yards. And Davis had 1,000 total yards. Like, that was a pretty good offense there in Carolina. And they got Samuel on more of those layup routes. They got him more opportunities for free releases. They just used him properly that year. And that was his best statistical season. Fast forward to Washington, there's injuries his first season. Yep. Second season, he has a pretty good year, but it's a crowded receiver room, and it's Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke. And then last year, it's this. I mean, dude, I did not have fun watching the Eric Bieniemy offense back on film as I expected, because I didn't have a lot of fun doing it during the season. We've talked that to death on this show. Yes, we do not need to get into that ever again.
Okay.
But not a good offense and a crowded offense yet again.
Right.
Jeez, God almighty. I mean, some of those other receivers they were throwing out there beyond the top three, what a mess. I mean, woof, what a mess. But giving him a lot of designed opportunities, those messy receivers. So not a good offense there. I mean, these are the outside variables that drag down a good player. And I'm not saying Curtis Samuel, just because he's at the 82nd percentile against man coverage, I'm not saying he's a superstar player, but he's a good player, you know, a useful player to have around, and a guy that I think is going to boost up the Bills in terms of where they're weak. Do I think he's going to be a fantasy league winner? Like, no, and I don't care. I think he's a good player, though, and he's going to help this offense.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, can I just say, man, I'm going to go out on a ledge, man. I'd have to go look at the situation and all that kind of stuff. But again, keep in mind, too, Joe Brady's working with Ken Dorsey's playbook here. Right? Last year, this is actually, he's going to get a full offseason now to install his playbook, which I'm really excited about. They go out and they go sign Curtis Samuel. So, and again, I'm sure Joe Brady had some kind of say in this situation. So, again, when you put all the connective tissue together, man, I'm excited. I'm just going to go out and say, I might even put Curtis Samuel on my March to 1100. You know, I'm looking at this.
Well, you go
I'm
out
looking
there
at this
that.
Player. I know. I'm looking at this player. I'm looking at this offense. I'm looking at this quarterback. And I'm excited, man. He's 28 years. He's going to go into his age 28 season. As you mentioned, you know, extremely good man beater, great against zone too. He's a clear cut number two, I think, in this Bills offense, and he's working with an offensive coordinator that he's worked with before. There's a lot of ingredients here for him to have a true breakout season in 2024, which is crazy because it feels like he's been in the league for freaking forever. In 2017 was his rookie year. He's 21 years old, you know. So again, I'm excited. I'm not officially putting my, you know, stamp on that yet, but what is the motto of Reception Perception, man? It's telling you who's good before they're good. This is the guy. This is the guy.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Not everybody that I chart and like is going to become, you know, the next dynasty superstar. I think that's, you know, worth noting. And Curtis Samuel's a good example of that, because sometimes things happen. And, you know, sometimes you could be a really good real life receiver and it doesn't always account to fantasy points. But again, if that was the case, like, you wouldn't need me. Okay. You wouldn't need me. You'd only need me to chart rookies and that's it. Like, which is not what I'm doing. Correct. I'm actually sure some people would probably just wish I did that, but that's not the point of what reception perception is. So, yeah, man, I think Samuel's a good player, and, like, yeah, I'm very excited about how he fits in here. I do think it's going to be interesting. Just, I think Buffalo could still take a receiver in the draft, but this now indicates they don't have to take a receiver in the draft. Right. Like, to me, before this acquisition, I was like, if Buffalo doesn't take a receiver in the first round, like, that receiver room is going to be in really dire straits. Now, like, if the right guy, like a big ball-winning ex-receiver fell to the 28th pick, you know, they could take one, and I think it would be a really good pick. But now you, A, don't need to do that, and B, even if you do take a player there, he doesn't have to start, like, right away. You can bring him along slowly, and then, okay, by the way, like, all right, maybe Curtis Samuel, who's had injuries before, you know, maybe Stephon Diggs, like, you need to move him around more, you need to get him away from press coverage, stuff like that. I don't know, I'm not saying that's the case, but now you have positional flexibility there, and that's just the last thing I would say here, is that you know, Khalil Shakir is another player I really like. I think Khalil Shakir can play outside a little bit, you know, for Samuel to get some slot reps. I think Curtis Samuel can play outside for Khalil Shakir to continue to get slot reps. Like, I think the reaction from people has been that those guys are overlappy, and I totally disagree with that. I think that Khalil Shakir probably is more of that, like, get the ball in space, and Samuel can get the ball in space and is a yak guy for sure. But, like, they're just different type of slot receivers, different type of receivers. Like, Samuel's a guy you want running those routes, like I said, digs and outs and corner routes, getting the, like, being more of a downfield threat than he has been. Because he hasn't look at the freaking quarterbacks he's played with, man. Who do you think among the guys he's played with is supposed to be pushing the ball down the field? Nobody. And last thing too, just on Curtis Samuel, man. The fact that this is a guy who continues to get opportunities from people that he's played with, and not just like, okay, you know, this guy used to coach him and he'll give him a little prove it deal. Like, he's gotten 3-year deals now in free agency from his old coach in Carolina, Ron Rivera and Scott Turner and all those guys. And then again, here in Joe Brady, Sean McDermott, who was, you know, with the Panthers previously, as well, not necessarily when Samuel was there, but, like, that just is a good sign. This guy's like, there's a coveted role here for this player. I think I'm with you on that part of it.
You know what else they could do if they don't decide to go young at the position? They could sign some interesting free agents. And really, these three guys, they're all ex-receivers. Mike Williams, Odell Beckham, Michael Gallup. Again, we're recording here on a Monday afternoon. I feel like Buffalo could actually go out there and give it a go with any one of those three players just to see what they got left. I don't think any of the three guys that I mentioned, Mike Williams, Odell, or Michael Gallup, are going to get big money deals. First of all, free agency's well on its way. A lot of the free agent money has dried up. Draft around the corner. Although I will say this too, Matt, it's really interesting given this year's draft class with a lot of big X receivers, plus given the free agent market with some of these X receivers too, there's a lot of teams that need an X, and there's a lot of X receiver types that are going to be available. But I think those three guys that I mentioned too could be in play here for Buffalo. I think Mike Williams already met with the Buffalo brass. So they're obviously thinking about maybe adding a little bit more to that room as well.
Yeah, Mike Williams also meeting with the Panthers, the Steelers, and the Jets. Of those three, I think the Jets make a ton of sense because you can use him as the X, and then Garrett Wilson, who has told me previously, like, I love to run big over routes out of the slot. I love to work out of the slot. You can use him all over the field. You don't have to tether him to one position, and they desperately need receivers. That makes sense. The Panthers also make sense because they just need X receivers. They need receivers for sure, and they definitely need X receivers after – they ran out damn DJ Chark as their ex receiver last year. Yeah. So that makes sense. They're also talking to Michael Gallup too, the Panthers. So
right.
like don't they're clearly telling you they want an ex. Maybe and I think all these guys, like, because you mentioned the draft class has a lot of ex receivers. All of these players could end up becoming kind of like post-draft signings. Like, all right, totally. We didn't get our ex. Let's sign
low
Michael
cost guys.
And kick the tires, right?
Yep.
Beckham, I low definitely feel signs. Like my read on Beckham is he probably definitely ends up being a post-draft guy. You know, he tweeted goodbye to Baltimore or posted on Instagram goodbye to Baltimore. So
yeah.
like probably not going back there. He's a guy that could be a Jet for sure. But yeah, and then lastly, it was pretty funny that Mike Williams is talking to the Steelers. I was like, George Pickens and Mike Williams, like, that's very, very samey. That's one where it's like, yeah, that's the same role, same route, same
yeah,
kind of like,
uh-huh, sure.
incredible contested catch, like a little bit better separation than people give him credit for, but not an elite separator. So
right.
That was like, that's very, very Spider-Man meme to me.
I love
Mike
it.
Williams there. But yeah, I definitely think these guys are all potential X receiver options. And I think I definitely think Mike Williams is the most interesting one, even though he's coming off injury.
Yeah.
You know, in this group here.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.